Kentucky Thriller by Lauren St. John.
This book has been made accessible under the copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Dedication. For Thomas Beattie, whose beautiful thoroughbreds, Troubleshooter especially, so inspired me as a child. Chapter 1. The horse box was lying on its side when they came over the rise. Afterwards, it occurred to Laura Marlin that if they'd done one thing differently that morning, their story would have been someone else's story, only it would have had another ending entirely. And who's to say whether that ending would have been good or bad? Laura had a theory that life was like a passage, and how things turned out depended on which doors you opened or which ones opened for you. For instance, fate could have decreed that she remain forever at Sylvan Meadows Children's Home, where she'd lived since her mum had died giving birth to her. Even now, she could have been in her old room overlooking the car park, longing for a life of excitement and adventure like the characters in her books, while in reality having nothing to look forward to but another meal of glutinous porridge or bleached vegetables. Instead, a door in the corridor of Laura's desperately dull existence had blown wide open, and who should be waiting on the other side but Calvin Redfern, her mother's brother. He was a fisheries inspector with the handsome but slightly careworn looks of the hero of an old black-and-white movie. When he'd learned of her existence 5 months earlier, he'd immediately come forward to claim her.